All right, now let's get set, seated. Okay. Ooh. Wow.
You just put your feet down. Elliot almost flipped out of a chair.
Holy crap.
Just put your feet down, Elliot.
That should be on the episode. Well, let's just start filming. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You almost saw me just die. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and this is my sister, Alicia. We're going to start this episode the same way we start off every episode, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, we are back. As you can see, we are on location. This is a live show, as you just recognized. Tanner couldn't make it to Calgary with us today, but we got him on speakerphone right here in my pocket. Tanner, how are you doing, bro?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks for asking, Tanner.
So if the sound is a little bit off with Tanner, it's because like he's on speakerphone. I don't know where Tanner's at, but he's not here. Yeah, Tanner doesn't know where he's at either. So anyways, I'm visiting Alicia. We're at her lovely home with her library behind us. I gotta be honest, do you read any of those books?
I do. So I'm a big reader. And this year, well, last year I read 56 books for the year.
Wow.
So this year I am not going that crazy. I'm not going that hardcore. But my goal is to read 10 books off my shelf along with other books. But That's what I've been doing.
All right. Well, listen, we forgot to give a shout out to our title sponsor, by the way. It's Noral Toyota.
Well, so, best place to get a car.
Big shout out to Fad, Keith Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for hooking us up. We're a proud Toyota supporter and a proud Noral supporter.
Specifically Noral Toyota. We actually drove all the way up to Fort McMurray to get our car.
From Calgary?
Yeah, from Calgary all the way to Fort Mac.
Which one, the RAV?
The RAV4, yeah.
So you have two, what do you got for Toyotas?
Corolla.
Yeah?
And a RAV4.
And a RAV.
Yeah.
And how many Corollas have you had?
Two.
How many, have you had a RAV before?
Nope.
Which one did you crash? Or which Corolla. One did the bus crash into?
Oh, that was Mom's Matrix. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Did all of you guys crash one of your parents' vehicles?
Well, that one wasn't my fault. The bus crashed into me when I was waiting to turn. He was turning into a parking lot.
Yeah.
At the
YMCA/Westwood. Yeah.
Parking lot. I was there for the Arctic Winter Games years and years and years ago, and he was turning into the parking lot. It's a small parking lot, small entrance. A diversified bus was turning in, and I was waiting to turn out, just waiting there, and I literally saw him coming towards me into the car, put my car in park, and jumped into the seat beside me, so I didn't get hit.
Did he crush the front seat?
He crushed into the whole side of the car where I was
sitting. Would you have been hit?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, not great.
I like how you're just finding out this information now.
Yeah,
facts.
Like, this is your sister, and you're like, hey, you almost died there?
Yeah.
I'm a good brother, what can I say?
Yeah. I think Elliot actually was living in Edmonton at the time because, yeah, I was driving around. So Elliot would have been living in Edmonton.
Yeah, I was living in Edmonton, for sure.
And then we were actually going on a cruise 2 days later. So it was not good timing for the car to get hit. Dad was not pleased, but happy that I'm alive.
Yeah, and in my case, it wasn't my fault either. It was black ice. Like, come on now, black ice. Like, and who buys a vehicle in Fort McMurray that's rear-wheel drive?
I don't know.
That's like back heavy, a van that you can't even kick into four-wheel or all-wheel drive. If anything, I think GP holds
the
brunt of the blame for this one.
So it's really your dad's fault that you guys crashed all of his vehicles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was another time Elliot just decided to back into a vehicle.
Oh, I did back into a vehicle one time. Yeah, that was bad.
I think that was nobody but himself to blame on that
no,
one.
No, no, no. That was the person, and we won't say their name because they still live in Fort McMurray. But I was backing out of a driveway, and this car was randomly parked in the middle of the bay.
Yeah, but you should have looked behind you.
It's not your fault for not noticing that.
That's your fault. You should have looked around you when you were backing out.
Listen.
You look at all the mirrors. Well, you know,
listen, I couldn't see.
There's only one person's fault.
I couldn't see through my back mirror. I had the van was full of people. Okay.
Okay. The real story comes out.
It was over capacity. All right.
You crashed a car full of people.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Tanner?
You crashed a car full of people.
Yeah.
It was a slow collision, though. Like literally, what happened was I backed into him so slowly that he was driving a wagon that had a hitch on it, so the hitch went through the bumpers. Like, it was only the bumpers. So, like, the van actually took the brunt of the damage.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Not for me, for him, because he was on a date.
Wow.
And then, date?
Over.
Over.
Yeah.
So
way to kill the mood.
Yeah, yeah, that's totally one way mood. To end a date.
That's right. And like the daughter's father, they were parked like in front of the house, so like the daughter's father came out, and it was a whole after we start filming, I'll tell you the individual's names. It actually makes the story a million times funnier. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, anyways, crashing GP's vehicle. But this is what I've learned from all of these vehicle crashes, and what I intend to do with Keegan is I used to beg dad to buy and mom to buy me a car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, just buy me a car. It doesn't even have to be a good car. Like, buy me a beater.
Yeah.
And all of my friends ended up smashing their parents' vehicles or like denting them or something. Like, when you're a teenager, you shouldn't be driving a nice car.
No.
So when Keegan becomes 16, I am going to buy him a car, but it's going to be a beater.
Like the Barbie Mobile?
The Barbie Mobile, yeah. Exactly.
Elliot used to have a car, and he asked for a red car.
No, I didn't.
I thought you asked for it, or Dad told you it was red. Dad told you it was red. And it was fuchsia, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like a pinky fuchsia color, and...
It was pink.
Yeah, so...
It matched his coveralls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hey, then my coveralls were great.
Yeah, so then we dubbed it the Barbie Mobile.
Yeah, the Barbie Mobile was sweet.
It was a cool car.
Ford Escort. Ford Hatchback Escort, stick shift, 5-speed. That thing was awesome. Outside of the color.
I loved it.
Outside of the color.
I thought I was going to get it after he was done with it, but not so lucky.
No, I traded it in, and then I upgraded to a Camry. Dad's white Camry. And
yep.
Then I traded the Camry in the following year and got, hands down, what has, outside of Ruby, which has been my favorite vehicle, is my black Toyota 4Runner.
Oh, yeah. You had that for a long time.
Yeah, I drove that one. 1996 limited edition with a TRD package put onto it with like a loud muffler.
You always get the packages on your cars.
Yeah, I end up, that's how it works out. Mm-hmm. I'm fancy like that.
High class.
That's exactly it. So, but... as Tanner knows, because he bought me my new, well, not my new dream car, but like my dream vehicle, the Toyota FJ. Tanner bought me a Hot Wheels one of them.
Oh, that's cool.
But he bought one. It doesn't, it's a truck. I didn't even think about that.
Oh,
and I was just like, oh.
Cool.
That is cool. So I'm putting it out there in the universe often now. The little dinky cars on the set that I look at every day.
Yeah, so to see what you're going to get next.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the new whip.
Nice.
Yep. So yeah, we Alistair never crashed any of Dad's cars.
No, but he was in.
But he crashed.
Well,
his own car.
He didn't crash. Somebody crashed into him. But anyway, lots of car crashes in the Pierre family.
Yeah,
well, with the kids.
And it seems that nobody in the Pierre family is ever at fault for any of these. It's always somebody else.
Of course, that's obviously.
Yeah, you always got to push that blame off to somebody. Come on now.
I don't know what you're talking about. Obviously, it wasn't our fault. Well, you know what, though, Tanner? As far as my dad's concerned, we shouldn't be out gallivanting.
Yeah.
So if we were at home, the cars would have been safe. So okay. You're right. It is our fault for being out of our house in a vehicle gallivanting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's solid logic.
That's right.
Solid logic.
When I got home, and luckily for me, when I crashed my crash, I literally had a police officer behind me, as well as the tow truck. It couldn't have ended any better.
Your crash.
Yeah. And so, oh yeah, when I crashed the crash.
Yeah.
When I crashed the van. So I was only doing like 30 kilometers an hour, like, and I kicked out and the cop saw the whole thing. And then he wrote out the statement. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need a copy of that. And he's just like, that's not how this works. I'm like, well, then you should take me to jail. And he's like, what? I'm like, because my father is literally going to kill me. So you either give me a copy of that report saying like that I was doing 20 and the car kicked out and that's why I smashed.
Yeah.
Or you take me to jail.
And instead he drove you home.
Yeah, he drove me home and talked to dad for me. Yeah. And dad still blamed me and lost his mind.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm safe, by the way. And yeah. He's like, oh yeah. Like, my safety was very low on the totem pole.
Ditto. Yeah.
I can see you were walking.
Yeah.
He's told me if nothing's broken, you're not bleeding, then you're fine.
Nice. Yeah.
And that's a component of it. I got out, like, unscathed.
Yeah. No scratches, no nothing.
Funny addition to my story was there was a young lady in the vehicle both times.
I know this.
And I actually crashed the vehicle the same day, mm-hmm. like the same, like December 23rd, both years in a row with the same young lady in the car. And dad then told me, that girl's jinxed. I don't want her in my car no more.
And then the next year, Elliot did not go out on that night. He refused to go out
to drive.
You refused to drive that night. You said two times in a row is enough.
Yeah, I'm not going for the third. Yeah.
I can't watch tap you, Elliot, but I have my questions whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, we've come to the show where Tanner has a segment. Alicia knows it very well. It's called the Max City Minute. This Max City Minute is brought to you by MIB Moving. They did not move us into this location, but they did help move us into our new studio. So big shout out to MIB. If you're at home and you need to be moved, MIB is the company for you. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. If you had to go into battle with any animated character, who would you pick and why?
With any animated character?
Correct.
Oh.
I would probably have to choose Goku.
And why?
When he's a Super Saiyan, because obviously he's the best, and Kamehameha!
So you want to battle him?
No, he's in my battle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm battling with him or against him?
No, with him.
Yeah, with him.
Oh, okay, I heard the question wrong. Okay, good call.
You're going to battle with him.
Good call.
If I was going to battle against somebody, it'd be like, I don't know, Nemo or something, you know? Because I'm big, and I just put him in a little fish tank.
There we go. Good question.
You take him out of the fish tank, then you win.
True that. I don't want him to die.
Finish him.
Question number two. If you could have one superpower, but it had to be for a very niche purpose, what would that power be?
Superpower for a niche purpose.
Yeah, you know, like always knowing where the remote control for the TV is or some niche.
Oh, that's man, hilarious. That's so random.
That's so
funny. Niche.
Like, no, you can't fly or have x-ray vision. It needs to be like, you know, never have to go to the grocery store. Like,
oh.
You know, that's something niche.
Okay. I would say I would want to have the power to never get a ticket. Like, just know when a cop is near that I would be like, zip. Nope. Spidey senses, cop is near.
How many tickets are you getting that this is the superpower you're using?
Honestly, and sorry folks at home, but like, I just get nervous around cops in general. Like, even when I'm doing the speed limit or walking, like, I just have this nervousness. So I guess I kind of already have it, this spidey sense, but I think that would just make sure that I was like, you know what? I can be cool. I can stay cool whenever a cop is around me. I know, that's random.
Cops are awesome. I just had a court date.
And, I know.
The cops are the best. I was hanging out with them. So we look at police officers very differently.
Cops are awesome. I actually have gotten driven home, like just driven home by a cop because there were no cabs one night. And they just decided, yeah, I can drive you home. And I said, yeah, sure. So it was kind of weird getting drive home in a cop car, but... It was awesome.
I don't know. I was told not to get in cars to strangers.
Yeah.
I've been taken home by cops a few times. Never for bad reasons. They're just,
yeah, me neither.
Cops are the best. Anyways, next question, my man.
I'm going to move on from this talking subject.
Yeah.
Question number 3. What is one childhood snack that you used to eat that you still have a secret love for today?
Okay. So Zellers used to have these cookies, like vanilla cookies. It's basically like the white Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
But they were just like Zellers brand. And now I eat those still, but I like, it doesn't have to be, well, obviously it's not Zellers brand, but the same style of cookie,
yeah.
You can get them basically at any store. And I most often get the no name brand one because they taste the most like the Zellers brand one.
That's right.
Question number 4. What do you think is the absolute best part of Elliot's coverall fashion choice?
Oh, man. Tanner, I really wish that he wore his coveralls or overalls, whatever he's calling those things. The best part of them? Just the sheer joy I get at mocking him about him wanting to fulfill his life dream of being a janitorial serviceman.
Absolutely. Right. And your final question. If you could be any farmyard animal, what animal would you want to be and why?
Ooh, any barnyard animal. Farmyard. Okay, well, I'd probably want to be the dog. You know, like a sheepdog or something, because nobody eats the dog.
Oh.
So, you know, I could help around and like play sometime during the day, do my thing, and nobody's looking to eat me.
That's a good answer. Those have been your 5 questions.
I would also pick the dog. Dogs have like, dog in general.
Best life.
Like, yeah. If aliens are looking down on this planet, they think dogs rule this planet.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
No, cats.
No, I would say dogs like, because cats actually have to do things.
No, they don't.
They're independent.
Yeah.
Dogs have to do things.
This is true.
Cats just exist.
This is true. But you know what? On the farm, cats are in charge of getting the mice, and I don't like that. No, but I don't like mice, so that's not like part of my.
Oh, I hear you.
So that's why I chose a dog.
I hear you.
I could be around the little fluffy sheep all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
Thank you.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. So me and Tanner went to an event speaking about police officers. And
bringing it back to the police officers.
Yeah, just because when you were saying the question, I was like, I got to get Tanner in this because I have zero fear of police officers, period. I think they're my best friends. And we're at a venue and we're partying. And I shouldn't have been talking to cops, but I'm like, hey, look, cops are there. And Tanner's like, yeah, no. And he had to be like, sorry, officer. I'll get this guy out of here.
Yeah, some people don't like to be bothered during their work hours.
This
is
true.
You're right,
Tanner.
So the guy was like on the patrol, and I was like, hey, how you doing? And Tanner's like, no, we're not doing this.
Move it along.
Good time, guys. Good. I'll write him in.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah, so anyways. Yeah, Dad had to pay for a little bit of money with those cars being banged up.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, definitely Keegan getting a beater. I'll let him drive Ruby, for sure. But, like, his day-to-day, dad, I'm going for a drive, dad, I'm picking people up kind of deal, it's going
to
be a beater.
You need to buy him a van so he can pick up all of his friends.
Nope.
All the friends.
No.
He knows what happens in a van.
Yeah, exactly. I am fully aware of what happens when you give a teenager a van. That is a horrible idea. If anything, like, what I'd like to get him is a two-seater truck.
Oh, those are so good.
But with no box on the back.
Yeah.
Just, like, the stripped-down flatbed. So you're like, hey, 3 people max.
Wow.
And then
you can get them without bench seats, so you can do 2 max.
Oh.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, I still want them to have fun, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, that is a good idea, too. But, yeah, like, a bench seat... Like, or even like what I'm talking, like the FJ Cruiser that me and Tanner are talking about, it has just like one long bench seat. something like that. But obviously, I'm not letting him cruise around in like a classic FJ Cruiser. That's the opposite of a beater.
Yes, it is.
So, but yeah, that's what I'll be keeping my eye open for. Nice. Is one of those. So, but yeah, he's definitely not driving like a brand new 4Runner to smash into the bridge. That's just irresponsible. Found on the parents' behalf. Like, you're asking as a parent to be like, yeah, let's waste some money here.
No, you're not. You're putting trust and responsibility into your child not to break your car.
Yeah, well, that's wrong trust. I don't know anybody personally who didn't have somewhat of a fender bender of some sort with their parents' vehicle between the ages of 16 to 25.
Yeah, that was the only one that I was in, but it wasn't. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
I was out gallivanting. Tanner's right. Should have been at home.
Dad would have liked us to be hermits like himself and never leave the house.
Oh, yeah. But Dad also loves to drive his car, so.
That's right. And I feel that's why we got away with a little bit of the car stuff, because Dad loves driving so much.
And also because we found out about a lot of the stories when he was growing up and the shenanigans he had with his dad's car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he used to demolish Granddad's cars.
Yeah, so.
So.
Listen. Yeah, but he was driving cars on totally different roads.
No, yes and no.
Yeah.
He was a bit of a race car driver, and he would, like, drop transmissions and, like, destroy tires, and he would steal my granddad's vehicle. Like, it was a whole... He was a hooligan when it came to cars back in the day.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that there was probably just a little bit less consequences for doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, if you're in a third world country, yeah.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like, he's tearing around these streets, somebody pulls him over, he pulls out
into Guyana, that's probably exactly how it works.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just get pulled over for nothing
and you have a good day.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and you just slip a few hundred. Yeah. Well,
registration and wallet, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Tanner, have you been paying attention to how much time we've been going here?
We've been filming for about 25 minutes now.
Oh, pretty not bad. Good. That's pretty not good. Bad. So, well, I do, like, Tanner wanted me to wear, this is YouTube episode, so we can go over YouTube. Oh, wait, my camera only does 20 minutes.
Yeah, and you have nobody to look. Get up and check those
batteries. Oh, yeah, hold on.
One moment, please.
I have a lapel mic on, though, so they'll still hear you.
Okay, the camera says 22 minutes in total, but yeah, we need to wrap this up, not because I want to, but because the battery life on the camera.
Well, I just want to say thanks for coming down to spend your spring break with me. It's been so fun.
Yeah.
And I love having you guys here.
You're very
Tanner,
welcome.
Next time you can come too.
There you go. Okay. Well, Tanner, thanks for calling in from wherever you are today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
No worries. And the next time we do this, we'll do it in 4Mac in a new set, and I will wear the coveralls. So.
Yeah. The roast to belly of Pierre in that episode.
Yeah. Get ready for the roasting of Louis Elliott Pierre.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. On that note, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, thanks for tuning in to this YouTube exclusive. We do appreciate it. Big shout out to Noral Toyota as well as MIB Moving for being the title sponsors and the Mac City sponsors for this show. I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.